FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica J. Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine.
And let's share them. Let's get those opinions out there, 884-9910. What are you looking to talk about today as we enter the second hour of the Monica J. Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada? Thank you so much to Richard, who sent me this wonderful question at monica@991fmtalk.com. As we refer to the impeachment and things that are going on in Washington, D.C., is this when Republicans loot, destroy, and set things on fire, or is that just a Democrat thing? Asking for a friend. You know, Richard, I don't remember a whole lot of times that Republicans ever did that, so it must just be a liberal progressive thing. Is that the way that Democrats acted? You have to help me out here if anybody's older than I am. So if you were from the 50s or the early 60s, is that the way that the Democrats acted back then, or is this a new thing? I'm just curious. It seems to be going on more and more and more nowadays. Hey, log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. It's easy enough as we talk about resolutions. New Year's resolutions should be taken more seriously than just, I'm going to lose weight or I'm going to eat healthier. Do you think that New Year's resolutions are worth the time to actually make them? Yes, they've been very effective for me. No, I'll make a resolution but never follow through. Or no, I don't even bother. Like I said in the last hour, make a resolution with a friend or a coworker or a family member, and then check in on each other. You know, sometimes willpower just doesn't cut it. I know. You know, I was bragging for so long, oh, I lost 100 pounds, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? I've put, you know, 15 of that back on. It's all about willpower. I have my husband watching over me, and we try and eat healthy together. But I've always been that way with diets, too. You know, it's better to have a buddy. The buddy system works for everything, even elections. Use the buddy system. Talk with your friends or your family members who you really trust, who has the same values, the same opinions, the same morals as you. Yeah. Let's bring a little bit of morals back into the whole line of politics. Values. That's why when you campaign on something and then you turn and that's not actually the way that you're voting, that's not actually the way that you're conducting yourself in your office, then that shows that you're not true to your word. And that's a value, in my opinion. If you're not true to your word, then you sure as heck ain't getting my vote again. So use the buddy system. Find out, you know, you split up half the ticket and you go find out all the information you can. Have your buddy split up the other half. I know it's tough. People don't research candidates. People don't look into judges. People don't look into, I mean, judges are actually pretty easy. Look at how they've ruled in different verdicts. And that tells you a lot. Look at how people have voted if they're running for re-election. It's tedious. Don't just vote for the first name on the ticket. Don't just vote on the party line. Vote for the people who you believe are going to do the best job. I mean, for Republicans, I'm sorry, but that's the only way that you're going to get rhinos out of the party. Because they're not going to leave. And if you look, if you boil it down, it's just a product of communism. So whatever you do today, if you didn't get it for Christmas, go out and get the Communist Handbook, the Naked Communist, whatever book you need to get on their manifesto, and start taking a look at it. And then take a look at what we have in today's society. There is a bar out there. There's a bar, and I'm not talking about, you know, the one where you go and get a drink, which we all might need after the 2020 election. But that bar is set, the party platform. And if you look at where those party platforms have moved since the 60s, even the Republicans, it's all to the left. And you ask yourself, how did that happen? How did we get away from the Reagan Republicans? How did we get away from the Lincoln Republicans? Because of rhinos. Because of bipartisanship. My stomach turns every time I hear a Democrat talk about reaching across the aisle. No. You don't reach across the aisle. You don't sacrifice a Republican value or a Republican moral to get something passed by going with them for one thing. We have enough laws. We have enough rules. We have enough regulations that we do not need to keep coming up with more and more and more. The only thing that we will get for a healthy America, for a healthy country, is getting dark money out of campaigns, controlling how much money people spend, and start downsizing this government. We have to start downsizing. Not everything out there has to be controlled by a government entity. Yes, there are some good things that we've come up with since our founding fathers put all of this in place, because we have things that the founding fathers didn't have. We have deadly driving devices. They had horses. Yeah, horses could rear up and kick you in the head if you get behind them. But they didn't have cars. They didn't have the need for safety regulations. But then again, do you need somebody telling you to wear your seatbelt? Do you need somebody telling you what to do inside your car, not to eat, not to text? It's called personal responsibility. You'd think that you would just get into a vehicle and you'd want to be safe. You'd want your children to be safe. You'd want to get to your destination. But unfortunately, I guess we're so used to the government protecting us and taking care of us, we have to have a regulatory commission for vehicle safety, for vehicles. Make sure we put the screws to the car companies that say you'll have this many airbags or you'll have seatbelts. Our founding fathers probably didn't see that coming. They probably didn't see the technology coming. Probably didn't see computers and the need for computer safety, security, oversight. Do you think they saw the NSA? Do you think they saw the CIA, the FBI? All these little splinter organizations? So, there you have it. Government keeps just growing and growing and growing. And you're being asked to pay for it. So when is that politician going to actually be honest and come forward and say, you know, we really don't need the Department of Education. Education standards need to be set by the states and the counties that they are in for the people. The people need to make the decisions. Because right now we've got the dumbing down of our kids because of the Department of Education. Handing down mandates, handing down rules, handing down things that are unfunded, starting all the way back in the Clinton administration. Actually, no, starting with George Bush Sr. Yes, Republicans do this too. Because whether you want to believe it or not, the Bush family, rhinos, they've been working to take the party to the left all along. So I'm very glad that Jeb didn't get in there. So where do we go from here? How do you get the rhinos out of office? Good question. It's up to you. You're the only one with the answer. I can't give you the answer. The answer is, what do you think? I can give you suggestions. Start asking harder questions. No voting history. And then challenge people on their answers. Politicians have a magical skill of not answering your questions. They keep talking, and they talk all the way around the question to where you say, Wait a minute, he didn't answer my question. Because that's what politicians do, because they don't want to be confronted. Dean Heller didn't want to be confronted on the Planned Parenthood issue. Of course, the way the people confronted him in that town hall meeting, just screaming at him, that's pointless. You can't scream at politicians because you do want to actually get an answer. And when you're screaming at someone, who's going to even try to answer? If you have an idea on how to clean up either party, 884-9910, share it. But the realization that we're going to change any of the major parties or create a new, bigger, more powerful third party, that's only at the will of the American people. And honestly, I think the people that support President Trump and what he's doing, even in the face of all the BS that's being thrown at him, I think if you support President Trump, you are your own party. I'm okay with the Trump party. 884-9910 or log on to Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We're going to talk a little bit more about that dark money, thanks to Nevada Representative Susie Lee, coming up here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. Everybody's with me. Even Dixie's with me. She's letting everybody. She's wishing everybody a new year. So, she's playing with some friends today as well. So if you hear Bella and Juno and Austin and Sadie in the background, that's just showing our love today. Susie Lee. Her name has been getting out there in the news a little bit more. Democrat from down in Clark County. And one of the reasons that she's being pointed out is because there is a woman that is running for office in Clark County that the Nevada caucus is endorsing. And she endorsed Democrat Susie Lee. Okay. Why would I vote for a Republican who was endorsing a Democrat? Wouldn't you think that that Republican had a little bit more of a left lean? Okay, don't we call them Republican in name only? Rhino? Isn't that what we want to get out of the Republican Party? Is the rhinos? Get back to conservative values? Not just fiscal conservatism? Well, it's really funny to show the hypocrisy, because Susie Lee was claiming that pharmaceutical industry uses dark money, something that we've heard a lot about. Democrats always screaming dark money donations. That's what controls Congress. Dark money refers to those legal donations to organizations, or donations to organizations that don't reveal the donors. You shouldn't be able to donate money for anything that doesn't recognize who you are. You should not have anonymity when it comes to, and especially elections. But it's pretty funny that Ms. Lee was vehemently opposing dark money groups just to boost her reelection campaign. Yeah. She announced how she was going to vote on impeachment. She placed a message on the media section of her website. Voters in the Las Vegas media market need to know that Susie Lee is a local problem solver. Yeah, that's not a problem solver. She aligned herself with Nancy Pelosi, according to Open Secrets. And it turns out she may just be a hypocrite. What? There are a lot of hypocrites when it comes to local government. Big money is in every single campaign out there. Even city council seats, county commission seats. Maybe this is one of the places that we start. Maybe it's not the party that is the problem. Maybe it's the money. Maybe we need to get big money out of all elections. You have a budget for your household. Why not have a capped budget for your campaign? And then everybody, once you get to that level, you're on an even playing field. Because that's what it all comes down to, is the money. You make a promise or you make a commitment to someone, to some organization, to get that campaign donation. And a lot of people don't even care. They let their staff control the campaign donations. So they don't even know who's campaigning or who's contributing to their campaign. So why don't we, the people, change the rules on the money game? Why don't we set the rules for the politicians? Oh, what are those guys called? Elected representatives? The people who are supposed to be doing your bidding? Why don't you make that one of your priorities? It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. Let's take a quick Fox News break, and I'll be back with more after this.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It is real life. It is real talk. It's what we're really doing here in Northern Nevada. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. Log on to 991fmtalk.com today. Answer our poll question. That is, do you think that New Year's resolutions are worth the time to make them? Well, that's up to you if you actually make it and then actually keep it. So your options are, yes, they've been very effective for me. No, I'll make a resolution but never follow through. Or, nah, I don't even bother. Eh. If you make a New Year's resolution this year, make it something that you can actually accomplish. I think I'm going to choose for my New Year's resolution. I've been thinking about this. And I think for my New Year's resolution, it is going to be to find out everything I can about any candidate out there that you want to talk about. Whether it be a candidate for school board, whether it be a candidate for city council, and try to educate myself about these people as much as I can to help you make an informed decision. Because if you don't have the information, if you only get the fluff interviews from the media, which includes myself, by the way, I hate to say that, but, you know, when people come into my studio, I'm polite. I'm not going to, you know, sit and trash them on everything. But I will challenge on decisions. Now, why did you vote for this? Why did you vote for that? And then we'll take what we will out of it. But I think that's a good New Year's resolution for me, is to just find out as much information as I can. Because even political parties, whether it be Democrats, Independents, or Green, or whatever, no one in those parties is going to agree 100% on the time. It's human nature. We have our own opinions. We have our own thoughts. My only concern is that you are honest about those and that you stand by them in the long run. Now, granted, if you receive information that changes your opinion, say you are, you know, kind of on the fence about something, then it's okay to be honest and say, with new details, my thoughts have changed. Just be honest about it and say why. If you are against funding for Planned Parenthood, say why. If all of a sudden you vote not to defund them because of new information you've received, then be honest about it and help share that information. I don't begrudge anybody who has new facts, but make sure you share them with me so I can actually see if they're facts or not. Just like the fact that Planned Parenthood should be unfunded. Because their number one concern is not women's health care. They may say it is, but when former executives of Planned Parenthood come out and say, no, it's not. It's about money. It's about power, because they are a powerful organization. Then you have to look at what they're doing with your tax dollars. Is it providing money to perform abortions? If you're against that, then why should you have to be paying into it? Everything that these .orgs, that these organizations do, can be handled more effectively and more efficiently through state-run programs, not government-run for programs for the federal government. They get tax dollars that they turn around and use, or the equivalent of, to lobby Congress, to lobby politicians so they can continue to get their money and get more money and have more influence and have more control. We see that right here in Nevada. What are they doing? They're part of the SHARE program. They're a part of the sex education curriculum that is in the county schools. Well, guess what they want to do now? It was voted down in this last legislative session, but it can very easily be coming back. And I wouldn't be surprised if it is. They want to take the curriculum that they already have control over and have control over it through the state level. Take it out of the hands of the counties. Take it out of the hands of the parents. And make it state run. Why would any parent in their right mind give up control of what their child is taught up to the state level, to where they have no say? Education should be at the county level. Another reason why we don't need the Department of Education at the federal government level. It's just another layer of bureaucracy that people who think they know more than you do, that have these pieces of papers that hang on the wall that, in my opinion, don't mean anything because they're not spending any time in the actual schools. They're not spending any time with the actual children who need the help. And then they come up with things like no child left behind. Oh, well, we don't like that. Oh, The minions, they don't like No Child Left Behind, so we need to repackage it. And, oh, well, let's put Obama's spin on it and put his name behind it. So what are we going to call it? We're going to call it Common Core. And we're going to dumb people down even more. because the sheeple don't pay attention. It's the great new shiny bauble, and people just say, okay, as kids get dumber and dumber and dumber. Because we let them out of high school without having what they need to even go into college. Basic math, reading skills, it's not there. That's why you are having to pay for college. That's why the government wants to take over colleges. Colleges have millions. Universities have millions of dollars in endowment. Yet they still say and scream that they need help from the state and from the federal government. Your elected representatives, the people who want to be elected to the highest office, say that there should be free education. Education should be free. Well, education is free. It's called K through 12. And just because they are dumbing down the K through 12 education system, now they want to put all of that money into the universities. That money should be put into the states for the county's education systems, not into higher education. If you want a higher education, then take out a student loan that you are responsible for. Oh, wait, that's what so many have done. And then have just defaulted on them. Then go after those people. If you default on a loan for a car, you get the car repossessed. I don't know how you're going to repossess education, but hold people responsible for taking out student loans. And then maybe put a cap on the interest paid on student loans. Well, the government doesn't own the banks. Yeah, right. Make it so kids can pay back those student loans. Or imagine this. Take responsibility, if you have a student loan, to get it refinanced. Well, I couldn't get a job. Well, maybe you should have gotten an education in something that was actually useful. See how this circles back around to personal responsibility? Right back to Planned Parenthood. Personal responsibility for your body. Personal responsibility to go out and get birth control on your own. States have clinics that will help you get birth control at a lower cost. I know. I used to work at one. If you can't afford it, they will help. But why is it the taxpayer's responsibility to make sure you don't get pregnant? This is what our founding fathers were talking about. Less government. This is not what the government should be involved in. But yet you play on people's feelings rather than making them think, and you get all this BS that we have to deal with. 884-9910. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question about resolutions. And I'll bring you another resolution from a fine listener after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT.
For quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
92.3 FM Talk.
You know, actually, that's not 100% true. I don't have to ask a question for you to speak. I want you calling and giving your opinion anytime you want. Anytime. Whether it be over the phone, over the email, whatever source you get a hold of me at, that's absolutely perfect. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk indeed. So Vance sent me his New Year's resolution, and that is, for the past 30 years, I've resolved to exercise patience regarding Democrat politicians until they make the fatal mistake. When that happens, that resolution is out the window. I'm guessing, Vance, that the fatal mistake is opening their mouths. That's just my thought, though. Thanks for the resolution there, Vance. So going on to my text, Brad and Monica sent me a text just now with regards to education, what I was talking about. And these are excellent suggestions. Colleges wouldn't need help if they didn't accept inept students. Student loans should require minimum GPA. And basket weaving is a hobby, not a profession. Now, I disagree on that one, because you can turn it, if you're a really good basket weaver, you can turn that into a profession. There's some pretty interesting ones out there. So, but do you need to learn that at a university? Wouldn't that be more of a trade, an apprenticeship? I'd rather learn basket weaving from somebody who really knows, you know, like go out to one of the reservations or learn from the people who know how to do it, how it's an art, it's a tradition. Yeah, in a class, yeah, I don't get that. I love those other two suggestions, though, you guys. I know that I guess times have changed. Weren't you supposed to have a test to get in to the university or the college of your choice? Is it just they accept anybody now? Because I remember trying to get into medical classes when I was coming out of high school. I had to take basic everything, because I didn't have that education coming out of high school. And that's what we have now. Why are we even considering putting more money into a higher education system when our education system K through 12 is so broken? When it is to the point that we are graduating kids who don't know what they need to know about math and science and reading and writing. That used to be the priority, but now the priority is inclusion, diversity, sexual education, sexualizing students all the way down into third grade. When I was growing up, actually, not even when I was growing up. When I was working in the media, you could not run condom commercials before a certain time. You did not have those running during the day where kids could hear them. And now they're a comical joke. They can run any time. Trojan man, you put a character or something behind it and make it funny, and I guess it's okay. Now they have commercials for manscaping. We have changed as a society, and there's really no going back. What is that old saying, that you can't put the genie back into the bottle? Well, somebody rubbed that bottle too much, because that genie and all the other genies have escaped. and there's no going back. We just need to start saying something and holding elected representatives accountable for our money. It should not be going in to higher education when we are graduating kids out of the K through 12 system who can't function for themselves, who can't get jobs. And then we have to pay for it all over again in higher education? Someone is ripping us off big time.